week after Sandy tore through our region, some people are still displaced and without power. While most officials have been focused on restoring basic services, elections officials have been coming up with contingency plans for tomorrow's general election, including new ways to cast ballots and new polling sites. WNYC's Anna Sale and Bridget Bergen have been tracking these changes all weekend and join me now with the latest. Good morning, Anna and Bridget.
Hi.
So first, Anna, the state of New Jersey announced over the weekend that displaced voters could vote by email. How would that work?
Well, it's an extension of the system that New Jersey's used for overseas military voters, but it's not as simple as it sounds. Voters apply for a ballot with an email to their county clerk's office, and then they receive a ballot back. Then the voters have to print that ballot, then fax or scan and email it back. So it requires an internet connection, a printer, and a scanner or fax machine. But it is a way for displaced voters who have even possibly left the state to cast their ballot by the end of Election Day. New Jersey also announced that any displaced voter can cast a provisional ballot anywhere in the state, say if they've left the Jersey Shore and are staying in a county way across the state. Those provisional ballots will be sent back to their home counties to be counted. But the lieutenant governor pointed out yesterday that this will work well for presidential and statewide races, but not necessarily for congressional races or local offices, because those local ballots won't be available across state.
Now, voters can also cast ballots early in New Jersey. How's that going?
That's right. Unlike New York, New Jersey voters can vote early in person without cause. And the state mandated that county election and clerk's offices stay open this weekend and today for voters to cast those early ballots. And when I was in Newark and Jersey City over the last few days, there was a steady stream of voters taking advantage of that. Most of the people I talked to were folks who were dealing with power outages and transportation difficulties and were just happy to get their vote in and out of the way. But again, these were voters who were savvy enough to look up on the internet where to go, the addresses that where they knew to call the county clerk. So I'm not sure if it's reaching the voters who've been hardest hit by the storm.
Bridget, what's the latest on poll sites in New York?
It's a good question, Sotirios. It seems like that answer is evolving every day. Election officials across the state surveyed poll sites, and here in New York City, the Board of Elections posted changes to 60 sites early Sunday morning that had been moved or consolidated by Sunday night. That list had changed again. Fortunately, it appears the majority of the changes are still in the same place in Queens and Brooklyn. And thankfully, there are some tools New Yorkers can use to find real-time election information. People can call 311 or text NYC Votes to 877-877 for the latest information on their site. That information is also on our website.
Go ahead.
Well, elsewhere in the state, there are also changes in Orange County, Rockland County, Suffolk, Sullivan, Nassau, and Westchester. Some of that information hasn't been made public. So statewide, there's also a phone number that folks should know, and that's 1-855-NYS-SANDY. And that will give you information on your poll site, on voting, and on absentee ballots.
And what if voters can't get to their poll sites tomorrow?
You know, at this point, the best thing a voter can do is to go to their county board of election office and vote by absentee ballot today. It has to be today. Most of those offices are open until 9 o'clock. If you're mailing your absentee ballot, it has to be postmarked today. So not just put in the mailbox, but actually postmarked or physically dropped off at your borough or county board of elections office before 9 p.m. tomorrow.
And Anna, what about Election Day in New Jersey? How many polling sites will have to be moved?
We still don't know a final number, and part of that is because there are fewer changes necessary as power is coming back on in big cities like Newark and Jersey City. There was talk last week about military trucks rolling into town as polling sites, but the reality is likely to be a lot less dramatic. What I'm hearing is things like if a high school still has power down, they're moving the polling site to a middle school down the road. There may be polling places in buses or tents. But again, it's still changing. There's a text option for New Jersey voters. You can text WHERE, W-H-E-R-E, to 877-877. That's also on our website. The best bet is to wait until kind of the close of business today because it's continuing to change as power comes back on. We will also be monitoring any difficulties at polling sites in New Jersey with a partnership of other media outlets in New Jersey. And you can tweet to the hashtag NJVoteTomorrow. We'll also have a phone line mapping. So listen in for that because we'll want to know your stories at the polls in New Jersey.
All right. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WNYC's Anna Sale and Bridget Bergen. You can keep track of all these updates on our website. Look for How to Vote After Sandy. It's all at WNYC.org.